Supporting local Laguna Beach nonprofits, welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner.
KX93.5
welcomes to the show once a week. Caroline Bruderer of Caroline's Cause Corner highlighting another good local cause or nonprofit. Good morning, Caroline. How are you?
Hi, good. Actually, today we have a water activist. His name is Taylor Green, and he is a water use efficiency consultant. Good morning, Taylor. How are you?
Good morning, Caroline. I'm great. Thanks for having me in today.
Thanks for coming in. Taylor and I were talking the other day because he's also our Cub Scout pack leader. We were talking about water usage and ways that individuals, every one of us, can help conserve water. And he told me about some things that I had never heard of. So I have wanted him to tell all of you listeners near and far of what we can do at home to help conserve water.
Exactly, Caroline. Yeah, there's with our water situation and the drought and, you know, new mandatory rules to cut back, there's a lot we can do that's available. And one thing that I really am focused on is water reuse and gray water. A lot of people have probably heard the term, but basically taking wastewater at home that's still of pretty good quality and directing it outside for landscaping irrigation. Typically like to focus on as a first approach to gray water would be to take your laundry wastewater that normally goes into the sewer and build in a valve adjacent to your washing machine that allows you to easily direct that water to the garden. It's a real basic system. It's easy to install, and it.
Do you call a plumber for that? Like, who would install that?
People like me. It's it's very straightforward, and there's a lot of good literature and access online about doing it. But if you're handy, if you consider yourself handy, and you can glue together plastic piping and do some basic, very basic plumbing, you could do it yourself. A plumber could do it as well. It's legal to do. In Laguna Beach without a permit. There are some guidelines to follow, but we do have the ability to do it without a permit here. So that's really a great, very accessible to a lot of people to save all that washer water.
Wow, that is really amazing. So we could go on that topic forever. Let's talk about other ways. Okay, this is my favorite one that we've talked about a little bit. Waterless toilets. Convince me of that one.
Well, yeah, that's a kind of an abstract area for some people, but toilet use is the biggest single water using appliance in the house, and there are alternatives. You can use typically sometimes called composting toilets, but there are, you know, like you might see at a campsite if you've been around some, but there are actual close to waterless toilets that have the same user experience as a common toilet. They use about 6 to 8 ounces of water and foam, but the whole setup is what you would expect from a regular toilet, but that water doesn't go to the sewer and it is composted with the waste, and that can be reused and taken away and processed instead of going into the regular sewer system. And that obviously 8 ounces of water versus a gallon or 5 gallons, depending on your type of toilet you're using, that's a great way to save water.
Okay. For those of us who might want to take baby steps to that, you know, not flushing, number one, does that really help? You know, the amount of flushes that you don't do? Or is that sort of like, you know, making us feel good but doesn't really help?
Yeah, I think it helps. You know, it's kind of a personal choice, but I think the main thing, the water districts definitely promote low water using appliances, whether it's toilets or washing machines and fixtures that are low flow. But if you can get by without flushing, like skip it every other time, so to speak, you're saving a lot of water, definitely. So that all helps.
We're talking with Taylor Green, who is a local Laguna Beach water use efficiency consultant. Taylor, is there anything else that we should know about?
Well, another neat kind of out-of-the-box water conservation option inside the house that I like and use is it's a point-of-use hot water recirculation pump. It's a portable device that you can put in next to a kitchen sink or under a kitchen sink, and it basically, you push a button and it pulls water from the water heater up to that furthest point from the water heater water fixture. And instead of having to run the water to warm it up for mm-hmm. a minute or two or three, it moves the water right to your faucet and has it ready for you to use. So a great way to save water. Uses just a small amount of electricity, but
great option, everybody. That is one thing that is just heartbreaking is when you're having to run the water to get hot water.
Yeah, at least beats having to put a bucket under the faucet and save water that way.
For people that want more information.
Sure. You can reach me at my email address, taygreene@cox.net. You're welcome to text me at 949-306-5883. Happy to talk with you and consult with you on any water use efficiency questions and solutions.
Well, Taylor, thanks for coming on Caroline's Cause Corner today, and it's been very enlightening, and maybe we'll work up to the waterless toilet someday. But anyway, thanks very much.
Thank you, Caroline. It's been fun.
Remember, listeners, please go to the Caroline's Cause Corner Facebook page, like it, share it. Until next time, this is Caroline Bruder. Make it a giving day.
This was Caroline's Cause Corner. Enter your business at kx935.com/causecorner. Back to generational alt-rock. KX935, Laguna's only FM.